For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Michelada Monday, and it's not a real Michelada if it's not made with Modelo. Modelo Especial, brewed with the highest quality ingredients for a taste that's pure gold.
What are they going to do with this guy?
Man, wow, man, freaked out.
Yeah.
Cannot play with him. Cannot win with him. Cannot coach with him. Can't do it.
That's my mom, dude. My mom's a pimp.
My bad.
My wife!
My wife!
My wife.
My wife. It takes up their time, man.
You see the marks, it couldn't be anything else.
Am I gonna like someone? Is someone gonna like me? Like, I hope so.
I would like to leave everything wide open to all the possibilities in the world.
Going it out, Vic. Petros and Money AM 570 on the Sports Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. It is a Flex show today. This is our final hour. We're going until 5 p.m. because we are your home for NFL football. And tonight's Monday Nighter, battle between two first-place teams. Josh Allen and the Bills travel to Nashville to take on the Tennessee Titans. Perhaps a playoff preview right here on your home of football, AM 570 LA Sports. And Pete, tomorrow we're going to be on super early.
Yes, Super Flex, hopeful music at noon, actually. 11 o'clock start for PMS, so we will get started at 11. And your home of the NLCS, live and local, starting 6 a.m. with Scam, Sax and Cates in the a.m., followed by Rogan and Rodney, and then PMS from 11 to 1. Dodgers on deck at 1 o'clock. First pitch from Dodger Stadium is at 2:08 p.m. Brought to you in part by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Morongo, good times. Did we give away our tickets, Matt? Did we do it?
No, we haven't.
Pull the trigger, Matt. Give away them game threes.
Playoff tickets. Yeah,
change somebody's
baseball.
Life. Change somebody's
Dodger
life.
Stadium. Oh, God. You're taking the day off work. You're pulling the kids out of school. It's 2:08 p.m. Businessman special out at the Ravine. Walker Buehler, just like we saw last year. Dodgers in a 2-0 hole. Braves feeling all good about themselves. And whack, kick to the chest. That's what you're going to see. Caller 10-866-987-2570.
It was just like you said. Whack!
866-987-2570. Caller 10 gets those tickets from your home of the Dodgers, AM 570 LA Sports.
And we are happy to be on the iHeartRadio app, which is a great way to stream the Petros and Money Show live. It comes through crystal clear. You can hear everything. You can even hear the stones pulling out from the NFL Network, where Matt is right now. You can hear him. That's how good it is on the iHeartRadio.
You ain't kidding.
And also, you can podcast anything that you missed on the iHeartRadio app as well. Right now, it's time for the Final Hour Fun Fact.
It's fun in effect. It's the hour three.
Fun fact! Fun fact!
We're going to do a baseball-themed fun fact on baseball's day off for the
gotta
National League Championships. There's got to have it. We're going to go back to the 1920s, P. The Bintliff family business. Six generations strong right now. Bintliff family business has been collecting the mud. There is a special type of mud that is used to treat every single regulation Major League Baseball. Give it a little bit of grip, take away the slick feel from a new ball so the pitchers have some control. FU Spider Tech. About 250,000 balls per season are treated with this exclusive mud. Equipment managers rub it on before every game, allowing pitchers to get that dependable grip. The mud is found only along a short stretch of a tributary of the Delaware River, with the precise location kept secret from everyone, including Major League Baseball, who's been trying to squeeze the Bintliffs out, and they're like, you can't. Our mud's the mud. You got to use it. And they're still going strong.
That's great. That's a great baseball fun fact. I mean, the it's like Vasse when he went with Nomar to the Louisville Slugger.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was a very special baseball moment.
What are you going to do, Nomar? Are you going to hold the bat with your hands?
Time for Quick Hits, everybody.
The PMS Quick Hits. I'll make it quick, y'all. Oh, yeah.
Dodgers Braves, 208. Right here on AM 570. We will be on at 11 tomorrow, we keep telling you. Oakland A's executive VP Billy Beane has withdrawn his name from consideration for the Mets president of baseball operations vacancy. He said, it's Brad Pitt, right?
That's Brad Pitt, Billy Beane. I think, yeah, that's Moneyball guy.
Yeah, he's that's still Brad there. Pitt.
Exactly. That's Brad Pitt. I think the Jonas guy, whatever his name is, he's gonna end up taking it.
Oh, good.
Jonah Hill.
Oh, good. The Lakers tip off the season tomorrow with Golden State. Clippers tip off the season Thursday at Golden State. And we will have James Worthy on this week. We'll catch up with McClain probably next week. And we have Monday Night Football coming up, Matt. The Bills and Titans. Is that one in Nashville?
That one is in Nashville, the two first-place teams, and one of probably the leading contender for the National League MVP, and Josh Allen, as the Buffalo Bills atop the AFC and the Titans atop the AFC South. Man, we got it here, don't we, huh? We play your football games, two first-place squads going at it. Oh, prime time, oh, yeah.
The second Russell Wilson hurt his finger, Cam Newton ran into a needle and got vaccinated.
Give me the jam.
Against COVID-19. Said he wants to keep playing football, but only under the right circumstances. His dad interviewed him again. Oh, I don't know if he did. Pete Carroll.
Ah, Pete Carroll.
Hey, you know whose problem is the biggest problem? Pete Carroll.
He told a local Seattle station, was it KJR, that he touched base with Cam Newton. Carroll said the team was doing their due diligence with available quarterbacks, given Russell Wilson's mallet finger issue and absence. And Matt, we got some college hoops talk. Come on, let's go.
I mean, Mr. Unlimited's going to come back in a hurry. He'll cut that finger off if Cam Newton gets a crack at that locker room.
Yeah, especially a guy that people actually like.
Right?
But come on,
what's
Matt.
What's Mr. Unlimited going to do?
Tell
college
me about
hoops.
Come on.
Gonzaga, overwhelming. Number one in the AP preseason, top 25 college basketball poll. UCLA is number two. And behind them, Kansas, Villanova, and Texas round out the top five. And we've got unfortunate news in college football.
Ed Ogeron took the buyout.
It's a
he
hell
won't
of a
return
buyout
next
too,
season.
$16 million. Damn.
Paying him to go away. The people are crazy at LSU. And Ogeron is one of those coaches. He's a special coach. But if he does not have an offensive mind that is working in tandem with him, a la Joe Brady, who's now in Carolina, then they're going to have trouble. He had Joe Brady, and they won the national title in 2018 with Joe Burrow. Since then, the Tigers are 9-8. This season, they're 4-3. They just beat a ranked team, but that's how it is. And Jimbo Fisher, well, somebody, I mean, every 5 minutes, it's like somebody wakes up in the morning and throws $10 million at Jimbo Fisher's face.
Knocked off Alabama this year, so would be a perfect time to get Jimbo back. This is my favorite quote, and this is, again, this is what they always say. Well, I'm not planning on not being here.
Wait,
well, my plan is to be here.
Where would I go?
I mean, plans change now, but right now I am planning on being at A&M and
here,
fulfilling this contract.
Right now I find myself here. I might not always be here. I mean, you're somewhere, and then sometimes you're not there.
Hey, guys, we're not promised tomorrow, okay? All right, we're not.
It's literally like talking to Graham Harrell about the USC offense. So what are you going to do, Coach? Well, we're going to find the open guy.
Really?
And what else? Well, you know, some of those guys that are running down the field, they are open. And we got to find them. Okay. Good luck to you.
Thanks for that.
UCLA's taking on Oregon on Saturday, 12:30 kick at the Rose Bowl. And, Matt, we got some hockey news.
Kings 1-1 and play the Preds tomorrow in Nashville. Drop the puck at 5 p.m. on our iHeartRadio app and the Kings Audio Network.
Matt, you really think that if I was like a Seattle Seahawk player
right. That
really like wanted to be cool and listen to Sir Mix-a-Lot and stuff and Kid Sensation, that I'd rather hang out with Cam Newton than Mr. Unlimited? I mean, what?
Hey, Russell, when Cam Newton comes into the locker room and starts making best buddies with everybody, who are you going to talk to try to figure out how to get those guys back on your side? Mr. Lind.
Hey, Russ, when Cam inspires everybody to play better and everybody says, "Here, bitch," what do you say?
Yeah, I talk to Mr. Lind.
Hey, Russ. When you're out in your jeans, acting like you're calling plays, acting like a fool in the end zone.
I'm Mr. Unlimited.
We'll be back with more PMS. Dodgers against the ropes.
Calling a name that's lighter than air. Who's bending down to give me a rainbow? Everyone knows it's Winnie. Who's tripping down the streets of the city? Smiling at everybody she sees. Who's reaching out to capture a moment? Everyone knows it's Wendy.
Back to Michelada Mondays on the Petros and Money Show. It's not a real Michelada if it's not made with Modelo. Modelo Especial, brewed with the highest quality ingredients for a taste that's pure gold.
Money, AM570 LA Sports Live, everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Travel day for the Dodgers after dropping to 0-2 in the NLCS, just like they did last year to the Atlanta Braves before falling behind 3-1 before ultimately winning it in 7 games. Tomorrow's going to be an early one, so we are going to be super flexed on your home of the Dodgers because first pitch is at 2:08. DM. Oh, the shadows if you don't get an early lead.
Oh, God, no.
Second one.
We have 3 hours or 2 hours tomorrow to concentrate on the shadows, dude. It's going to be good.
Oh, the shadows.
Shadows Howard and fog.
Dodgers. Broadcast is brought to you in part by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Morongo, good times. It is a Modelo Michelada Monday, and you know how we like to do it at home when we're watching that early Dodger game, because it's going to be a long Petros and Money Show day for us, 11 to 1 p.m. That is Modelo Especial, that beer that's brewed with the fighting spirit, crisp, clean, refreshing. Hashtag Modelo USA. Please drink responsibly.
We want you to be responsible, but we also want you to be excited. Excited for the But it's hard to watch the Dodgers get walked off if you're rooting for them two nights in a row.
Oh, you're right.
And then, you know, all the Dave Roberts stuff starts going.
Second-guessing to the nines. How can you not?
It just really becomes a thing.
What's Andrew Friedman doing with that little pocket protector of his, huh? What are you doing up there with your slide rule?
When that ball went by Seager, watching the air go out of Fred, just sitting there, just watching Fred go, shoo.
And get in front of the ball, Seager. Get in front of the ball.
Like LaDuca said, lay out. Sacrifice your body.
Got to.
For the city.
When else are you going to lay out? Oh, that's right. In 3 days, when you go to Cancun, that's when you're going to lay out.
Yeah. Oh, it's been on fire today. It is time.
Kind of laying out, Seager.
To discuss something, Matt, we've reached a midpoint of the 2021 season. Congrats to the Pac-12 South teams who played good ball over the weekend. They've improved their bowl fates. First and foremost, USC spared itself and its fans any embarrassment by successfully navigating its bye week and avoiding a loss.
Damn right.
Well done, Trojans.
No one got arrested. Nobody got hurt.
Exactly.
It's an awesome bye week.
Nobody got tased on McClintock.
Exactly.
Try to run.
Nobody was caught peeing in public.
SC's 3-3 and 2-3 in league play, headed to South Bend this week, and we'll have more on SC Notre Dame later in the week. And Utah has staked its claim in the Pac-12 South. They rallied past ASU. They were 21-7 at the half, and then they flipped the script and won the second half 28-0. Final score 35-21. Utah, watch out them Devils. But we got to talk about UCLA, Matt. I told you they were going to win. I told you because they had identity. That's why. Identity. They reinforced to everybody that they have a strong run game and that they want to pound you real hard.
I'll pound you so hard.
Oh, yeah. They're 24-17 in the end of that game. You look up at the scoreboard and you say, that's a real pounding.
I watched it. to its conclusion after the Dodger game ended. I was flipping back and forth between the two in my hotel room in Baltimore. And as soon as it was over, I sent our friend Daniel Jeremiah this text. The Pac-12 is terrible. That was my takeaway, and I feel bad for sending it.
Well, UCLA is 3-1 in conference, and the Devils are 3-1, and Utah is 3-0 in Pac-12 play. And at least they took some of the decisions away from DTR. The Bruins get a chance to prove how good they are with back-to-back huge games, which will answer a lot. The Pac-12's most interesting questions are going to be asked this weekend. On Saturday, October 30th, UCLA plays at Rice-Eccles Stadium in Salt Lake City. The winner of that game could be on its way to the Pac-12 championship game. But UCLA-Oregon at the Rose Bowl this week is what we're talking about. Espen's coming out, Matt.
The big game that Lee Corso, Kirk Herbstreit.
The College Game Day show is coming to your city! Like Brooks and Dunn used to say, we're coming to your city. This Saturday, just like you said, Herbstreit, Corso, Desmond Howard, the guy with the rug.
Fowler doesn't have a rug, does he?
No, Fowler doesn't. He's a play-by-play guy.
Oh, that's right.
Reese does the
Reese Davis.
He does the heavy lifting. The game day hasn't done a UCLA home game since 1998. Since I was playing. So this is a big deal. Now here's the twist. Espen knows it can't generate a crowd at the Rose Bowl. I mean, the only optics at the Rose Bowl before 10 a.m. are Brian Blackmore doing his jogging.
Tim Housewives, and that guy that yells at him.
Yeah, and the Housewives of San Marino doing laps around the stadium. That's not going to cut it for Kirk and the crew. So they learned their lesson several years ago trying to do those 6 a.m. shows at the Coliseum for 12:30 and 4 p.m. and 7 o'clock USC kickoffs. And the truth is, nobody in L.A., not on campus or off campus, cares enough for game day to generate any audience anywhere that early in the morning. And that's why Espen's not going to the Rose Bowl to do the production where the game is actually going to be held. They're going to be on campus in Westwood at the Quad in Wilson Plaza. Come on, fire it up. Still, no one will go. I was making fun of Fred last night on the challenge, saying that it's going to have to be on Craigslist for all the extras to go and get a boxed lunch and get scale for the day. It's true, though.
It is true.
ESPN's going to be buying ads in the Daily Bruin, promising food and T-shirts. But I guarantee the audience company that used to stock the best damn sports show, period, is going to be tasked to deliver 3,000 people to protect UCLA's brand. You've got to win these optics.
You don't think the Sig Epps can rally? You don't think they can get an alumni?
I mean, there's only one alumni that we know. It's not Vassay.
Well, guys, I guarantee you, I will put a bet down with both of you. I don't know what we're going to bet, but I'll bet you both there will be hundreds of UCLA students in the background for the game day shot. I guarantee it.
Hundreds?
Yes, hundreds.
Hundreds.
All right.
Cates, they go to Georgia and 10,000 people show up.
It's a small area in Westwood. Everything's compacted there.
Small area?
Yes.
Hundreds.
What? Yes, hundreds.
Do you know how many people live in Westwood compared to Athens, Georgia?
Jeez.
The one
you're talking about the greater LA area, an entire UCLA alumni base from which to draw, and you say hundreds?
Wait a second. You think alumni who live in Santa Monica would be like, hello, Shelly, let's go over to UCLA
today. They're like 22 to 25. I mean, I'm not saying that the 60-year-old's got to come, but, you know, if you're under the age of 25 and you're into football, why the hell wouldn't you go over there?
This is what Martin Jarman's doing.
They ain't coming.
Not coming, Cates.
The one thing the bulk of USC and UCLA students who live on campus have in common is that they drive home on the weekends, just like you did, Cates. And the bulk of the students who remain on campus over the weekend are not football fans. They're dancing and popping and locking and sword fighting.
Have you guys not watched the last two UCLA home games? They've had bigger student section areas than they have in like 10 years. The students are coming out to the games. They're going to go to game day. Then they're all going to have buses lined up, ready to go. It's going to be from station one to station two and then over to the Rose Bowl. Martin Jarman knows what he's doing, you guys.
The kids are not going to set their alarms on Saturday to go to game day. It's the computer lab nerds and the chemistry majors.
How dare you?
They're not showing up. You know, look, the Fox Big Noon theory is pretty simple when they travel. They show up 2 hours before kickoff at the stadium. You know what they're pretty sure is going to be there when they do that? Fans.
You know where they're never going to set up 2 hours before kick? The Rose Bowl.
Exactly. After 5 days of fighting traffic, no one here cares enough to get on the freeways to try to park somewhere 7 hours before a game. Come on, Cates.
You'll see. You guys are both wrong on this. I'm telling you, you're both wrong. I'll accept apologies on Monday at 3 o'clock or 2 o'clock.
We're not saying there aren't going to be hundreds. We're saying hundreds is nothing.
We can get
you
hundreds.
Game day in front of like 600 people. They want game day in front of minimum 5,000.
We could get you 600 people. Give us a few giveaways. We could get you 600 people.
Right?
5,000? There's no way they're getting 5,000. 900? 800? Yeah.
Think about this.
Yeah.
We get 600 people at a Petros and Money summer tour stop. This is the evil four-letter. Game day, an institution in the world of college football, and you're talking about delivering, which is amazing for a local radio show, 600 people for a summer tour stop. That's what you're talking about delivering to game day.
And all we have to offer is some Sniffin' Griffin's barbecue sauce.
That's right. Think about that. That's basically what you just threw in our face. Oh, they're going to get hundreds.
Do we. It's an interesting move for them to do it in Westwood. I mean, they've failed at the Coliseum, and that is on campus at USC. And it's interesting to try to do it in Westwood, but I just think it's great that UCLA is going to get the attention. I just think it's a very awkward thing to do in Los Angeles. It just doesn't work. You'd have better luck anywhere else in the Pac-12, pretty much.
I don't know if it – well, yeah, you know what? U of A would come out, and they would just have dead fish all over the place. They would just use it to disparage dead fish relentlessly.
They'd just be destroyed. I mean, they'd be drunk.
Yes.
Well, I mean, no one's going to show up unless your team is doing well. So you're assuming the team's doing well and the fan base is excited.
And that's why they're there.
It doesn't matter here anyway. We will monitor that throughout the week, but mostly we're monitoring the Dodgers. Scam is back tomorrow, and they got tickets to give away.
Hello,
the Petros and Money Show is on AM 570 LA Sports. We got one more segment before Monday Night Football. We've given away our Dodger tickets. Scam has given away tickets in the morning starting at 6 a.m. It's Dodgers versus Braves. PMS starts at 11 a.m. tomorrow. What a wild time, right? What a time for us to start the show. So different.
Whoa.
Hope you're doing fine. Just to know it means so much to me. What's that, darling? How am I doing? Guess I'm doing all right, except I can't sleep.
Is Petros and Money.
AM 5-7.
Back to Michelada Mondays on the Petros and Money Show. It's not a real Michelada if it's not made with Modelo. Modelo Especial, brewed with the highest quality ingredients for a taste that's pure gold.
Gracias and buenos noches, everybody, as the Modelo Michelada Monday on the Petros and Money Show comes to a close. We love it. When we get home and we're relaxing after the long day of great sports talks, trabajo, Matt and I, we love to crack open a beer and we clink the beers and we say, hey, way to go, man. Matt, the dead guy birthday of the day today, 74, she would have been. My father claims to have saved her life as a bouncer at the Santa Monica Civic Center from a crazed hippie that was going to tear her off the stage and rip her to pieces. This is a claim. The Don
Your father's made many claims.
Yeah, he said he grabbed the hippie by the hair and dragged him out. And Laura Nero thanked him profusely.
How about that?
The great Laura Nero. And she always, I mean, he told the story my whole life. And my mom verified But you know, still. Yet you answer still.
But you answer still.
But we listen to the Laura Nero all the time at the house. The child of a musician and a bookkeeper from the Bronx. A great singer, songwriter, and pianist. A musician since a very young age, though a sad child. Though a sharp-faced white girl, she sang doo-wop with friends in the subway, man.
How about that?
But by 1966, she had signed with Verve. Her first album had songs on it covered by Babs Streisand right afterwards. The Fifth Dimension. Blood, Sweat, and Tears. In 66, she did Wedding Bell Blues, which is a, you know, Won't You Marry Me, Bill? It is her best-known song, probably. After she appeared at the Monterey Pop Fest in 1967, she met David Geffen. And he took over her management. And then she signed with Clive Davis.
Oh.
In Colombia. Because Geffen told her to.
Is that right?
Well, yeah. Geffen was rolling with Clive back then. Her second album, Eli and the 13th Confession, is still revered and holds great critical acclaim today. You know, Matt, they just don't let Letters to Cleo play Carnegie Hall. But Laura Nero, twice in 1969.
Appreciate you besmirching the good name of Letters to Cleo.
I'm just saying, they don't get to play.
I think you could have picked maybe a different...
I don't know. I don't know if Fastball played the Carnegie Hall, you know, Matt, but I'm pretty sure Laura Nero did it 69.
I appreciate you besmirching the good name of Fastball.
You know, Matt, I don't know if Hot Hot Heat. I don't know if Hot Hot Heat ever got to Carnegie.
Oh, come on. I won't stand for that.
Now, here's what happened now. David Geffen started Asylum Records.
There you
go. He was gonna sign Laura Nero as his first big act, and her boyfriend at the time, Jackson Brown, who she was dating. But instead, without telling Geffen, Jackson signed with Asylum, and Nero did not tell him and signed back with Columbia.
Oh.
And he considered it the biggest betrayal of his life. He said he cried for weeks.
I cried for weeks.
That's what he said. He never got over it. She retired at 24 and married a carpenter.
Okay.
But then 2 years later, she said, no, forget it.
I've made a horrible mistake.
Then she toured around for a while. She had a woman partner for 17 years. Sad thing is, she died. Yeah, she was bisexual, Matt.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Ahead of the curve on that one.
Sure, and she died of ovarian cancer in 1997, sadly, at 49 in Connecticut. And her mother died at the exact same age, of the exact same ailment, which is sad. But if you like music, Laura Nero is really
beautiful.
Unique, a great artist, and she's got a lot of deep cuts and a lot of cool songs. The one we just played is Stone Soul Picnic.
One of the most successful sitcom creators, producers.
Oh, your
boy. Of television. When it comes to Charles Michael, this is a thing. When it comes to Charles Michael Levine, it starts out okay. At 26, he changes his name from Levine to Lori. Starts going by the name Chuck. Hit it, Cates. I had no idea that Chuck Lori, if you are north of, I'll say, 40 years old, you may remember this. Debbie Harry. Post-Blondie, this was like a fringe hit. Like, if you listen to Casey Kasem's Top 40, this probably never passed 35 or 30.
30.
But listen to the chorus. Turn it up, Cates. This was a huge hit in the UK.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
For children hitting puberty. When we weren't... You know, we didn't really get the porn like the kids do now. You got the scrambled porn. Maybe you knew one buddy who had some spice.
Some Playboys in the garage, maybe, you know.
French kissing was it. And Debbie Harry's French kissing in the USA was a big deal. She's talking about French kissing in the USA.
Chuck Lorre wrote that?
Chuck Lorre wrote French kissing in the USA for Debbie Harry.
Not the guy that I think of French kissing, you know?
Right? Isn't that crazy? It's so troubling. He did Toxic Crusaders.
Wow.
Like, and he was doing scripts for Charles in Charge and My Two Dads. He joined the writing staff for Roseanne, and he was a standout in that room. And they were like, hey, you got to work on doing your own show. You're really good at this. So his first one was Franny's Turn. That failed after 5 episodes. Second show, pretty big hit, Grace Under Fire. Basically just told Brett Butler, hey, do your stand-up routine. That got a Golden Globe. After that, he did Sybil, another big hit. Couple Emmys, couple Golden Globes. After that, Darman Greg, even bigger hit.
Boom!
Won a Golden Globe for that. Yeah, I know. That's when the booze started. And then the god-awful, not funny, but incredibly successful. Biggest show in America, 2.5 Men. Chuck Sheen,
boom.
John Cryer, 12 seasons.
I mean, it just kind of goes along with, like, us outgrowing sitcoms, too.
Yeah. You know? It's just one of those things that when you
But you watch these shows and they suck.
They're so, just here, I went on YouTube and I typed in best scene ever, Big Bang Theory, which has been the number one sitcom in America for like 3 straight years or 4 straight years or something like that. 12 seasons, 46 Emmy nominations, 7 wins, a spinoff, Young Sheldon. Show is terrible. I mean, it sucks balls. Big, boulder-sized balls. But man, do people like it. The Petros and I want to crap all over Chuck Lorre, but he wrote episodes of Mask and Muppet Babies.
Horse
crap,
though.
French Kissing in the USA.
Horse crap, Matt, on a
right?
I'm a Horse Monday.
It horse
crap show. But then you think
absolute
about what the
horse crap.
The kids watch those weird YouTube videos. We'll be back with more tomorrow. Remember, Superflex. We will start at 11 before the Dodgers play a day game and get their ass back in this series. Yo. Monday Night Football coming up.
AM 570. LA Sports.
You know, I love driving the brand new Chevy Silverado. There's nothing like it. The strongest, most advanced Silverado ever. And the capability it allows you to have, well, it's like the capability you allow yourself. Because you're such a champ, that's why you perform at your upper limit, right?